everyone, and welcome to our new series about current-day worldwide issues. I'm Sarah.
And I'm Emma. Today we will be discussing the effects of water scarcity in South Africa.
Throughout the continent, millions of families do not have access to clean water. This issue forms countless problems that transform people's ordinary rural lives into a constant struggle for survival.
Imagine you're an innocent little girl longing for a normal life. However, this has never been a reality. Every day, you and your mother trek through the open plains in blistering heat to the nearest water source. It's a 4-kilometer walk each way. Yet the water you bring home to your family is only enough for one day's supply. Little do you know that dangerous bacteria was in that liquid and is now inside your body. By the next morning, you're in bed with abdominal pain and the need to use that house every 10 minutes. You have cholera. All that time and energy spent just to get water that contaminates you. This is the battle that almost all Southern Africans face daily.
The only water these people have access to is filthy and disgusting. Contaminated with parasites and bacteria, the water often does more harm than good. However, this is all that most Southern Africans can obtain. The lack and instability of clean water has forced these communities into impoverished, sickly groups.
Around the world, approximately 159 million people rely on surface water instead of groundwater. Two-thirds of those people live in Africa. The risks of drinking surface water without a type of filter are immensely greater than drinking groundwater. Since it is open to the environment above ground, there are many more potential contaminants that have easier access to living and breeding in the water. Due to this, waterborne illnesses are extremely prominent in sub-Saharan Africa. This idea is clearly conveyed in that 85% of children deaths of those under the age of 5 are due to the effects of a waterborne illness, and it is estimated that a child dies every few seconds as a result of complications of these illnesses. Lastly, according to the Minnesota Department of Health, parasites can travel into the human body through recreational activity as well. Therefore, someone can acquire one of these potential deadly illnesses just by taking a bath in the contaminated water. This problem prevents many African children from living to see their adult days, let alone growing up into healthy adults. Without access to clean water, these people cannot stay healthy and live sanitary lives.
The effects of this issue are also obviously seen in homes and schools. Since women and children carry buckets of water to the nearest water source and back each day, they are unable to bring home more than the necessary amount for drinking, cooking, and bathing. Therefore, there is not enough water left to maintain a farm. These places do not have water systems that can transport and move water to homes independently. This means that crops are nearly impossible to grow and preserve. Since food is difficult to produce, hunger and starvation are common in many of these communities. Another effect that the lack of clean water inflicts upon families is a very impoverished life. Mothers and children, especially girls, are expected to perform the daily task of retrieving water. On average, this routine journey takes up about 60% of a woman's day. That equates to over 110 million hours every day across Southern Africa. This staggering amount of time that is consumed by this activity could be replaced by jobs for the adults and education for the children. Most young girls in Southern Africa do not attend school regularly, if at all, because they have to help retrieve water for their families. Also, schools do not have sanitary latrines or classrooms, which makes going to school not any better than staying home. Children would rather help their mothers with the backbreaking work, which could help their families, rather than sit in classrooms. This makes sense because in their position, it is a matter of day-to-day survival instead of planning for the future like most Americans are taught to do. Due to their living situation, education and careers are placed on the back burner. Lastly, Cape Town, South Africa, that was once world famous for their wine production, is presently suffering greatly due to the water crisis in Africa. Their wine production has decreased by 20% as a result of lack of water for irrigation and more people needing to leave their jobs to help their families. The average citizen of Cape Town is surviving on about 50 liters or 13.2 gallons of dirty water each day. That may seem like a decent amount, but compare that to the 80 to 100 gallons of water that an average American uses daily. Throughout Southern Africa, millions of families face all of the terrible effects the water crisis causes there.
However, there is hope for those suffering. There are numerous organizations that exist to help and support the improvement of African water conditions. Popular organizations that create a major impact are the Water Project, Blood Water, Water for Good, and Charity Water, all of which are nonprofit and accept donations. Some methods that they use to help provide access to clean water are drilling wells, creating rainwater catchments, building gravity-fed and piped systems, installing water purification systems and biosand filters, and building enclosed covered latrines.
It is apparent that Southern Africans need help. They would do almost anything on a daily basis to get clean water, something we always have access to. There are many organizations and systems designed to provide assistance and support that are regularly open to volunteers and donations. Unfiltered water provides them with more struggles than the first comes to mind. Not only does it have a huge impact on their health, but also on their home life, education, and creates many financial problems. In America, most citizens take for granted the simplicity of buying a bottle of water or turning on the tap. For many Africans, this simplicity has never been a reality, and it is the one thing they long for most. Thank you for listening to today's episode, and join us next week for another podcast.